Here's a question for you. When future historians analyze the collapse of the United States Empire, to what factors will they attribute that collapse? Good question. And where to begin, right? It's become a total clown show. Rigged elections were obviously part of it. And since the people no longer could choose who represented them, then, of course, the representatives all became crooks and hoes and, you know, morons and woketards. And that's the Biden administration, right? I mean, that's the Pentagon now. So that's a big part of it, rigged elections. But also debt, money printing, you know, currency collapse, but just government debt spiraling out of control with a United States Senate that was willing to fund, you know, what is it, $95 billion now in handout money in this current Senate bill for Ukraine and for Israel and for Taiwan, but $0 for the U.S. border, $0 for Americans. And you got to understand, the U.S., the Senate, is wanting to fund the entire Ukrainian government, all their government offices, all their pensions, their entire healthcare system, half the corporations, their entire military industrial complex, everything is being funded by U.S. taxpayers, while the U.S. taxpayers themselves get zero benefit. So clearly this is an unsustainable train wreck of an economic policy. Just print more money and hand it out to other nations around the world that are also on a path toward collapse. So that was part of it as well. Then, of course, they'll also point to government suppression of freedom of speech, I believe, and how the government abandoned the Bill of Rights and just said, well, we don't have to abide by the First Amendment or the Second Amendment or Fourth or Fifth or Tenth or anything. They just do whatever they want just through the force of coercion. You know, the rule of law is abandoned. The courts are broken, bankrupt, corrupt. Even many of the judges, the left-wing judges, have become irrational woketards who can't even, you know, run a courtroom properly. But you know what I think the biggest factor will actually be? I think the biggest factor is apathy. It's that most Americans just stopped giving a crap about anything that mattered. They didn't want to get involved in politics. They didn't want to have to think about the collapsing currency. 123 million people watched the Super Bowl recently. I mean, can you believe that? How astonishing is that? That's more than half the adult population of America just glued to their TV sets while the Senate was passing procedurally this bill to send $95 billion to the rest of the world and nothing for America. Also, while Israel was bombing the city of Rafah in southern Gaza. That all happened during the Super Bowl because everybody was just glued to their TVs, distracted by, you know, sports tribalism and Taylor Swift and whoever else. Doesn't matter. It's a clown show. It's bread and circuses. The average American is an apathetic fool who has no knowledge of what's happening. And they even pride themselves in having no knowledge. And they will tell you, too, if you bring up things to them, like, well, gosh, did you know that the central bank is just inventing money out of nowhere and devaluing the currency and there's global de-dollarization trends? Oh, stop being so gloomy. You know, we don't need to concern ourselves with such things, you know, this kind of thing. Really? Well, have you noticed your groceries going up, like doubling in price or tripling over the past few years? Have you noticed that? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. But they don't want to be bothered with that. Oh, halftime is on. Halftime show is about to begin. Somebody grab the Doritos. You know, that's the typical American. Fools. Now, I know that's not you. If you're listening to this, I mean, you and I are the one in a thousand who are extremely well informed about what's going on in the world. And that's why the oblivious look at us like Nostradamus. They're like, how did you know what's going to happen? How do you always know? Because we pay attention? Because we have knowledge? Oh my God, knowledge is a scary word. Yeah, starts with a K. a silent one, no less. We have knowledge. We have information, reason. That terrifies the oblivious masses. And so, again, when historians look back, they will say America collapsed mostly because the population became apathetic. But, you know, this is a very predictable cycle. this eventually follows abundance, right? So a young nation, or let's say early in the cycle, a nation may be very prosperous and very abundant. And then, you know, people become decadent and focused on material wealth and collecting material things all the time, even if it's not useful. I mean, I understand collecting prepping supplies because I do that. But I mean, people collecting like homes and boats and luxury cars and jewelry and luxury handbags and whatever. It's like, really? And then following decadence, oh, I should add, decadence also comes with like sexual perversion. And as we're seeing now, the whole LGBT movement is another sign of this, the twisting of society. And it falls into then apathy in the final stage. Like, nobody gives a crap. And there's also no rule of law, which is the defunding of the police and, you know, refusal for DAs to prosecute criminals and so on. So you end up with an apathetic collapse. And in that collapse, I mean, history shows this over and over again. History shows, I mean, and you know the book, The Forthcoming, I think. History shows that a lot of people typically die in these collapses because it often ends up in a revolution or war or a currency collapse, and often mass migration, you know, revolts, all kinds of things happen. And then out of that, often a few years later, will come the rejuvenation of a new nation. And then you repeat the cycle. You have abundance and prosperity again, and the rule of law is enforced and so on. So that's the cycle that we're seeing. Now, these cycles are dramatically exaggerated in the rise and fall of the U.S. empire. And here's why. And it goes back to World War II. The success of the United States of America in dominating the world in the post-World War II era, and partly because of the nuclear bomb, by the way, the success was so dramatic that it allowed the global domination of the dollar currency, which then later on became the petrodollar standard for buying and selling oil that was enforced by, you know, the Saudis and other oil nations. This allowed the United States of America to eventually fall into such irrational excesses because it had the advantage of dollar hegemony around the world. The U.S. could do anything it wanted. The U.S. could demand anything of any nation because it could threaten those nations with economic sanctions because, well, the dollar was the world reserve currency. I mean, it still is to some degree, but of course that's collapsing, so not much longer, right? And just like the child of a wealthy person will become a spoiled brat and they will be full of themselves and they will think they have the power to run the town and everything. The U.S. was that way globally around the world. The U.S. became extremely arrogant, extremely demanding and bullying and dangerous, and also projecting its evils onto the rest of the world. Like, everything that the United States accuses Russia of doing, those are things that the U.S. empire is doing itself, you know, like expansionism and putting military bases everywhere and threatening its neighbors. That's, I mean, how many countries around the world currently have U.S. military bases where they're not invited, you know, like Syria, for example. So, again, the power of the U.S. victory in World War II led to this incredible global domination of the dollar, and that led to geopolitical decadence and a kind of arrogance and a sense of imperviousness by the numerous administrations, thinking that the U.S. was, quote, the exceptional nation, or what they call it is American exceptionalism, that the United States of America was the one nation that the world could not do without. And therefore, the U.S. had to expand and it had to force itself upon all these other nations. And, you know, there's a Wolfowitz doctrine, all this kind of thinking. And this was developed over many administrations and many years, you know, back to the late 1980s, even the Reagan era. But this was the whole idea, that America deserved to force itself upon the world. America deserved to destroy anybody who resisted America, you know, like Gaddafi. And America could just destroy Libya or just destroy Iraq, just destroy Syria. because those countries refused to go along with supporting the petrodollar. Now, as this was happening, then, the U.S. empire became more and more delusional and disconnected from reality. It wasn't just a disconnect from, you know, monetary reality. It then morphed into a total disconnect from biological reality, and that's been expressed as transgenderism and the whole LGBT movement, which is, let's face it, it is a grand shared delusion that's embraced by the mass mentally ill. That's what that is. Anybody who thinks that a man can get pregnant or that a man can give birth is mentally ill. There's no other way to say it. They're mentally ill morons, you know? But that has become a prominent group in the United States of America today for all the reasons I'm talking about here. So this mass disconnect from reality, which became this delusional thinking that was then projected into every area, economics, geopolitics, you know, military, medicine, pharma, the pandemic, all of it. So what we end up with is a nation that's rooted in, you know, total delusion. And that's where we are right now. Now it's just in the final stages of tearing itself apart. It's inevitable because of where we are. And again, nobody gives a crap. I mean, do you think that the Senate could get away with this kind of, you know, $95 billion handout if the people actually paid attention and called their senators' offices and told them what they think? I mean, if the people were engaged in politics, you know, the answer is no. No, it's because people are watching the Super Bowl. It's because people are paying attention to celebrity news and the Kardashians or whatever's going on. The American people have become too decadent, too disconnected from reality to actually be part of a sustainable nation. They no longer are in the driver's seat of what's happening, and they're too ignorant to even care, to even understand what's happening. They just go to the grocery store and they think, oh, groceries are becoming more expensive. Why is that? Oh my God. And they believe Joe Biden when he says it's the fault of the food companies. You know? The grocery stores have raised prices, those darn grocery stores, you know, and with their ice cream prices. There are millions of Americans who believe that explanation because they don't know any better. You know, there was a song, I think, was it Green Day? Or it was called American Idiot. I don't know what the song was about, but the title is, you know, spot on, because a lot of Americans have become just oblivious idiots. And, you know, this is true among many Canadians and Australians and Europeans and so on, because of this too much abundance, too much wealth, too much decadence. And then it all got perverted and twisted into what we're seeing today. So that's what historians are going to say, I believe, is that it was apathy that ultimately led to the collapse of the U.S. empire. And you can name a lot of, you know, sub-causes like money printing and election rigging and judicial corruption and things like that. Or even racial tensions that were provoked by the dishonest media. You know, you could name a lot of things. But make no mistake, when the collapse does accelerate here, the U.S. establishment will blame Russia. So despite everything that we've talked about here and all the irresponsible activities of the Federal Reserve and the Treasury and the government and the Senate, they're going to say, well, it's Russia's fault. Oh, why did the banks fail? Oh, Russia must have taken them down. It was a cyber hack from Russia. Wasn't our fault, you know, as trillions of dollars just vanish and everybody loses their life savings and the dollar plunges towards zero. They're like, it was Russia, you know, because that's how insane the whole system is. They can't even admit it when it's all blowing up in their faces, you see. So be prepared for all that and stay informed. Of course, you can catch my podcasts at Brighteon.com. or you can read my articles at naturalnews.com. Be sure to check out our affiliate site for Goldbacks. Also, verifiedgoldbacks.com shows you my laboratory testing of the Goldbacks, which are physical notes that have physical gold embedded in them at very precise amounts and also with a better than 24 karat purity. So I've done all the tests and I share the tests with you. VerifiedGoldbacks.com. It's an affiliate site. It does earn us a little bit if you purchase Goldbacks there, but that also helps support our network and it gets Goldbacks into your hands, which is a good thing. So it's off-grid money that will hold value even when the dollar doesn't. Thank you for listening. Take care.
Well, our formulators at healthrangerstore.com have been hard at work, and we've got two exciting new formulations to share with you. The first is banana, peanut butter, and chocolate superfood shake. And this, I mean, it's super delicious. Wait till you find out about the ingredients. You can find this at healthrangerstore.com. The ingredients are so clean and simple. Look at this. Organic whey protein powder, banana powder, peanut butter powder, organic cocoa powder, and organic cocoa sugar. Notice, no flavors, no fillers, no artificial sweeteners, no aspartame, or of course, garbage like that. We don't use that stuff. This is available now. It's super delicious. It's an instant shake, and it's got whey protein in it. So that's even extra delicious. And then we have another product called Organic Adaptogen Ginger Latte. It's an immune support drink. It's available now in these 10-ounce bags. The ingredients on this are also really amazing. Of course, it's USDA organic, laboratory tested. But look at this. It's based on organic coconut milk powder, coconut sugar, ginger powder, reishi mushroom powder, and then some other mushrooms, shiitake, cordyceps, turkey tail, maitake, chaga, and lion's mane powder. So this is a ginger latte, super delicious, and it's got the immune support benefits of all those mushrooms. Both of these products are available now. Again, we've been very busy with a lot of new formulations, and these are just some of the few products that we have coming out. We've got a lot more. If you go to the homepage of healthrangerstore.com, you'll see we've also got organic purple barley flakes, which are very high in natural anthocyanins as well. This is an ancient grain that has some of the best nutritional potency of anything in the category of grains. So that's worth checking out. We've also got Greens Plus Superfood Powder and so much more. Check out what we have on sale this week right here. We've got featured categories. We've got our new product lined up here. Oh, mango slices in number 10 cans. That's also certified organic and freeze-dried for long-term storage. And here's some pineapple wedges as well. Don't forget about our organic butter powder. I mean, we've got so much coming into stock right now. I think we have the best selection that we've ever had and a lot of new formulations that are incredibly delicious. So thank you for supporting us here at Brightown.com. And the way you support this platform is shopping at healthrangerstore.com, where our slogan is healing the world with clean food. We do more laboratory testing than anybody else in this space. Probably, I mean, anybody in the world. No retailer tests their food as extensively as we do. It's our food, our supplements, our personal care products, all of it laboratory tested, heavy metals, glyphosate, and of course, aflatoxin for the nuts and seeds, as well as microbiology, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, and more. So check it all out, healthrangerstore.com, and thank you for your support.